Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son."
MLK, Aaron Burr, and Barbie walk into a bar. No. Actually, it was MLK and Aaron Burr, for you see, Barbie, of course, is in our time, and the bar, let me tell you, is St. Andrew's Bar in Seattle. Of course, Barbie was there watching World Cup women's soccer, because as we know, there already is a World Cup soccer playing Barbie. So she's there watching her peeps, and in come MLK and Aaron Burr. Now, I got to spend time with both of these folks on my little trip. So, well, all three of them. So that's why Barbie said, "You know what? Let's all get together and sit around the table and go, what up with you all?" So let me do a little background. Aaron Burr. All right. We all think we know him, right? How do we know him? Hamilton. He's the guy that tells you about in the room where it happens. And then he was the one that had that unfortunate duel with Alexander Hamilton. Well, it seems like that was not enough to make him infamous in the United States of America. It turns out he was plotting after the duel to become a monarch of the United States of America. Have you heard that story? Hello, Lin-Manuel Miranda, we need the second musical. So while I was in this little part of the special part of Ohio and West Virginia, it's of course a bevy of Underground Railroad territory, so that's where I go in my downtime, looking for ghosts and folks from the Underground Railroad. That's gonna have to be in the next sermon. But I'm there, and then I learn at this little spot on the Ohio River, it's very narrow, not like the Quad Cities or Galena and Dubuque, where you can't really swim across, but you could probably swim across at this part. And on that part, in the middle of the river, is an island, a long island, at which this Irish dude named Harmon Blennerkesset and his wife, Margaret Blennerkesset, they sold everything in Ireland. He had a castle. I mean, doesn't everybody in Ireland have a castle? So he had a castle and he had some grounds, but he wanted to come to this new place. Still the colonies. I mean, you know, he knew it was stuff had happened. It's post-colony. Stuff had happened. He's like, "I want to be part of this new America." So they buy this island and they build a mansion, not unlike Monticello over Jefferson's Way. A little bit different, but same style. And then they hear about Aaron Burr. So while they have the style of house like Jefferson, they don't like Jefferson. So now it's like 1804, 1805, and the Blennerhassetts have a party, and they invite Vice President Aaron Burr to this party. And Aaron Burr says, well, you know, we got New Orleans down the way, and we've got these Western territories, and things are a little iffy. I hear Jefferson's gonna do a deal to get New Orleans back, but I think it might not happen, like just by pen and paper. So let's build an army together, and then I'll save New Orleans and take it for myself. And then I'll take care of it and the Western lands. What? Really? Yes. He went on trial for treason. None of us knew the story, did we? Okay, so that's the first story. So I said, Aaron, I need some more time with you. So thus he's in the bar with Barbie and MLK. So then besides meeting him, I was in Atlanta on this little trek across America and got to spend time at the MLK Center and just got to be reminded through his speeches and that we, our little church that can, we are that little church that likes to get into good trouble. And I got to watch his closing speech where he really was hated. Remember? Like, he wasn't popular anymore in 1968. Because he got personal, didn't he? He said, poor folks and people of color are being asked to go fight in a war, and then no one gives them respect right here at home. The power elite did not like that. And it just was so good to be reminded of his words. But also to be reminded, because when you walk kind of in that section of Atlanta, you see that really his beginnings and what he was supposed to be doing was be a preacher at a church. He sort of was the right person at the right time for us, for the world, to then, when he got recruited to be in the Montgomery bus boycott, he was in his middle 20s. He was an associate pastor. And they're like, you know what, you're young. You're the son of Papa King, who's a very famous pastor locally. You know, help us do this. Help us. So, again, people in a time and space. Aaron Burr on this island with Harmon Blennerhassett, and now we have MLK, and now Barbie. Now, some of you know I was really slow to go see this movie, really slow. But I'm like, you know, I'm going on vacay. I'll go see it. I'll go see it with a clergy sister so we can, you know, unpack it together. And so I went, and I have drunk the Kool-Aid, friends, and it is beautiful and it is pink. I know. Well, we got to see it like 10 times. There is so much in this movie. So I'm only going to start at the very beginning with her, which is going to get us to Peter. We are going to get there. And it is this. Barbie is from Barbie Land. We all know that, don't we? Barbie Land, where she walks like this in heels all the time, right? And her feet are made like that. And she is always has on good fashion and well-done makeup, amen? And I like that kind of feminist. And she knows she's the stereotypical Barbie, but she lives with many other Barbies, doesn't she? She lives with Dr. Barbie, and she says, hello, as she starts out her morning. She lives with Judge Barbie, hello. And then you see car racing Barbie, then you see teacher Barbie, and then you of course see the African-American president Barbie. And when Barbie says hello, the president says thank you. I love that. This is a land where women can have confidence, where women can be successful, where women can wear high fashion and wear good makeup. It's all okay, or not. There's a Barbie for everybody, except, you know, the only profession they haven't made yet? Pastor Barbie. Pastor, it's coming though, right? It's coming. That we don't have a pastor or rabbi yet, but I'm sure we will by the end of the year. And so this is this world that is lovely and equal for women. And then the men, they are supporting roles. And most of the Kens are very happy about that. And so it's a happy place. It's a happy place. But something's going wrong. Something is getting unbalanced. In fact, Barbie wakes up and she's got flat feet. That is just not right. She cannot fit into her shoes. So she has got to take a journey into our land, because that means some little girl somewhere who had been so happy with her Barbie is not happy anymore. There is an imbalance. And so she needs to answer a call. And so where do they send her to answer the call? To Weirdo Barbie. Who is Weirdo Barbie? Well, she's the Barbie that belongs to all of us that have ever played with Barbies. She's the one where we cut her hair and it's all over the place. She's the one that we take like clothes from Ken or somebody else. I had Bionic Woman myself. And then we mix up the clothes and they're all sorts of ways. Or that we take her legs and bend them. So when you first are introduced to Weirdo Barbie, she's in the splits, kind of like this and kind of. And it's Kate McKinnon, if you can think of that for yourselves. And so Kate McKinnon is sort of the prophet telling her, I don't know, maybe she's Jesus in today's story, where she has to tell the person, you got to do this faith act. You got to cross the water. You got to go to another world. And I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want your high heels? Or do you want your Birkenstock? And she got her Birkenstocks, because by golly, she cannot use heels with a flat foot as she's going on her journey, can she? So she got her Birkenstocks and she went on the journey and she came to this world. So Barbie, Aaron Burr, and MLK are in a bar and they're talking about their lives. And she's asking many, many questions of these dudes. You know, and Aaron Burr is wearing heels too, right? Like, so in a wig and kind of dressed up. And MLK, of course, is in his suit that he always wore, even when he studied, because he knew he needed to dress up to people take him seriously. And they're talking about, Barbie's like, so you all have read this book called the Bible, right? We don't really use it much in America anymore. or we use it like this, right? But we don't really open it up anymore. But I know Aaron Burr and MLK, you did. For you, Aaron Burr, that was the time of the Enlightenment. That's the time when people like Jefferson was taking the Bible and saying, you know, there's probably a different way to look at this than, like, say, from a miraculous way, but more from an everyday way. And there, you were with the deists, people who kind of understood that there is a God, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a God of an institution, but of expression. And then MLK, you knew these scriptures in and out. So what is this story about where Jesus is walking on water? Huh? And then Peter is like, Jesus, there's a storm and I'm scared. Now, Barbie was scared, but she went on the journey, didn't she? King was scared, but he kept preaching. Aaron Burr should have been scared. So Barbie's asking, this book that was so important to you in the past, how do you understand this? And King was able to say, I understand it in this way. It's a metaphor to to understand humans, because he believed in his philosophy was called Boston personalism, that God comes through the personal acts of others. Barbie, you take that journey because you are making the world a better place. Peter, I'm here. I got you. Come across. Take an act of faith. Put on your Birkenstocks. Walk on the water. But Peter's like, I can't. Jesus is like, you can, because I'm here and I got you. That story is not about the text for today. It's not about Jesus. Jesus is the one to direct. It's about us. It's about we who are sometimes don't have the faith to take that step because we don't believe the Birkenstocks will work, or we don't believe Jesus has got our back. But Jesus has got our back. Amen? King knew that right up to his very last sermon when he said to people, he said, you know, this country says that my people should pull themselves up by their bootstraps. My people don't even have boots with straps. He had the courage to the very last week of his life to be able to be a Peter, to live out, because Jesus says, I got you. I got you in this storm. So, Barbie, we've just begun her story. It's so darn complicated. I think there are about 10 lessons in this movie that go to scripture. Hard to believe, right? The first one is the song we are going to sing next, Closer to Fine. Closer to Fine, written by the Indigo Girls and performed by the Indigo Girls, the most anti-Barbie two women you could meet and know and see them in Five Points Pub in Atlanta many years ago. Hello! And so it is so fun that they, of course, gave permission for this song to be used. And then who do they have sing on it? Brandi Carlile, today's hero in the women's world of folk rock, who honors her ancestors and her elders. Check out her album with Tammy Wynette. I mean, that's how cool Brandi Carlile is. So you got the Indigo Girls saying yes to Brandi Carlile to recording this song for Barbie. Do you see how it all works? We can work together as we are, who we are. Whether we wear Birkenstocks or high fashion, we can work together. So listen to the song, Closer to Fine. It is a process theologian's dream, as is Barbie. Because Barbie says, life was good yesterday, life is good today, and life will be good tomorrow. For God is with us in all of it, everywhere we go. And that's how we get to closer to our fine. So let us end the sermon singing together Closer to Fine. Y'all can stand up and dance with us if you'd like.